worst I've seen.
What's going on?
Oh, the humanity.
This is insane.
I'm in fear for my safety.
Look at it.
Five.
It's coming this way.
I can't believe it's come to this.
Four.
Is anybody hurt?
Somebody do something.
Make it stop.
Three.
I can't look away.
No. No.
Get out of the way.
Two.
Get out.
Take cover.
It's here. It's here.
And now, we bring you your weekly waste of time, featuring Crisco.
I'm coming at you from all sides. You never know what's going to happen.
Ian Hunter.
What am I doing with my life? This apparently works.
Mickey.
And the trust issues go deep.
And Lazy E.
Just call me Lawyer Lazy E. Esquire.
It's the best mistake ever made. Welcome to a freak accident.
Let's go!
As I walk through the valley in the shadow of death, I'm glad I have a podcast to keep me company while I'm there. It is a freak accident. Yeah. No, don't. Yeah, I love the looks. If the listener could see what happens, the looks shared between my co-hosts when I start with these weird little things that I do. He's just looking to the sky in question of the universe.
Someday, God, just take me.
Preferably today, right?
You start the show with Coolio?
Yeah. It's a freak accident, man. I am Crisco, and I am the host of this unfortunate program, and I'm joined by the team of Lazy E, Ian Hunter, and Mickey. How we all doing today?
Well, I did something really stupid last week that you all are going to make a lot of fun of me for.
Oh, Ian, I can't wait.
I'm sure you can't wait.
You know, I'll be honest, I have not been myself either. At least today, I have not felt like myself, and I'll explain why in a minute.
You do feel still the same.
Okay, good. Thank you, Lazy E. Mickey. What?
I feel like this is an ongoing issue with Ian.
What, with him doing stupid things that we can make fun of him for? Like being defeated by a door a couple weeks ago?
Exactly. Did you forget about that?
I did, actually.
You wrote a rap song about it, or an R&B song.
Oh, sorry. Different story. Sorry. I've lost multiple battles with doors.
I've lost multiple battles with doors.
Well, we know who has his zinger for next week. Audio gold right there. And it was clean,
oh,
too.
Yeah, it was clean as could be. Here's the thing. Is it really a stupid thing that you've done if your life is consistently stupid?
It's just norm at that point.
Yeah, yeah.
I took it to a new level this week. Trust me.
Oh. I can't wait to hear about it. First, I'm going to tell the listener, head to our website. It's afreakaccident.com. Send us an email. I mean, if you get an idea for something you'd like to hear us talk about on the show, or you want to react to something we talked about on the show, or you just want to reach out and say hi, that's fine. The email address is freaks@afreakaccident.com. While you're at that website, again,
afreakaccident.com.
Click connect on the menu bar. This is the big thing because we love hearing from people. We want to get to know you. If you're enjoying listening to this show, you're taking the time out of your day or whatever to bother to sit down with us, we want to hear from you. We want to get to know you. We want to know the person on the other end of that line. Because like a lot of podcasts, radio shows, whatever, you know, they get people listening, and they don't care. They don't care about that attachment. We do. So when you're at the website, click connect on the menu bar. You can click on the social media icons. It'll take you to all of our different social media presences. You know, follow, like, interact, and we would love to hear from you.
And like we always say, on the website, on the Twitter, on the Facebook, the show continues throughout the entire week.
Yeah, we're always posting stuff and looking to interact with you guys. Like I said, we want to get to know you. We want to know who all of these fine people are that are listening to our podcast, you know, around the country and around the world. Man, we are popular in Spain. I don't know why.
How? How do they understand us?
I'm pretty sure most people in Europe speak English, actually.
In Spain, though? Like, don't they speak
Spanish? Probably do, but I'm sure they also speak English as at least a second language.
Did you pay for, like, a translator? Like, when you're going, hey, it's Crisco. Me amo Crisco.
Man, I wish I had that kind of money. That'd be nice.
Let's do that.
Don't forget, also, subscribe on iTunes, and you'll get this show automatically delivered right to your computer or device every single week. You don't have to go searching for it. So
boom.
Do that as well. Really quick, before we get into why I don't feel like myself and why Ian is stupid, I did want to say thank you, though, to you who are listening and everybody who's been listening these past 2 months. February was our highest month that we've ever experienced in terms of downloads in all our years of podcasting. We've never seen numbers that high before. And it's all thanks to you, the listener. And also, we made it onto iTunes new and noteworthy, which is spectacular.
Who would have thought?
Yeah, and I mean, obviously, you know, that wouldn't happen if we didn't have people listening. So again, thank you for taking the time.
So really, they have an easier way to find us on iTunes.
They do, yeah. We can be found in multiple ways now. Yeah, we're multi-talented.
Because I'm terrible at giving directions at the end of the show.
Oh, yeah. So that's one more thing you can add to that list. I bet you're excited. Yeah. Mickey's stuck. Anyway, I feel dumb and not myself because I had the thing this morning, and E had to deal with me all day. This morning I woke up, was going through my normal routine, and I thought of something brilliant to talk about here in the first segment on the show. I thought, ah, this will be great. I can't wait to talk about this. And then as the day went on, E's asking me, so what are we gonna talk about on the show? What are we gonna do? And I just completely forgot what I had thought of to include on the show. Just brain fart. And you know, because it's been, what was that? The heavenly noise that I was
heard. The phone that I forgot to put on silent.
Mickey's first rule of radio, turn your phone off, and she's breaking that. So
I thought maybe the idea came to your head right there. It was like,
epiphany!
Yeah. Oh, my God.
No, unfortunately, all day, and E could tell you.
It was funny because I'd sit there and I'd be like, okay, we're going to talk about this. We're going to talk about this. What's that thing?
I was just screaming at myself in anger and frustration because I couldn't remember what it was.
And I'm trying to give him ways to do it, like devices that I use. Like I'll go through the alphabet. I'll go A, B, C, and think of things that start with those letters that maybe he'll kickstart something. And he's going through his Twitter trying to see maybe it's something I saw in here. Nope.
Yeah, nothing. maybe it was a tweet I saw that triggered something in my mind, but nothing. So whatever that was, I know it was awesome. And we'll never know. It's gone forever.
So I answered my question. You still have no idea what it was.
No clue. I wish I did. Watch it come back to me the middle of the show. I'm going to be like, wait, stop everything. We're going back and starting the show over because I remember it now.
I figured you were going to post it tomorrow on Facebook going, hey, I remember
it. Yeah, there you go. I could do that too. Yeah. Ah, there it is. I told E, from now on, anytime I think of something, I'm going to need to record it in my phone because apparently I have early onset Alzheimer's. Not Alzheimer's, which for the longest time in my life, I thought it was Alzheimer's. Alzheimer's sounds like some kind of prestigious accolade for a baseball player or something, doesn't it? Like, Ken Griffey Jr. is now one of the Alzheimer's. Congratulations, sir.
Why'd you go 20s radio personality on that one?
Because when I think baseball, I think the 20s. I don't know why.
Now the
roaring 20s.
The question is, your Alzheimer's that you have, is it as bad as Ian's story? I gotta know what this is. This has been bugging me. He told me yesterday that he had something to share. Also, and now I gotta know.
You've had to sit on this for 2 days, and E's had to scratch his chin and think, what could this possibly be?
I've had to sit on this since last Friday night, so.
Okay. All right, so I want to hear this. What was it that is going to make us laugh at you and think that you're dumb?
So what story do you want to hear? Do you want to hear how I lost to a door previously, or do you want to hear how I made myself look like an idiot?
No, let's do idiot.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I'm sure there'll be plenty more door stories in your future.
There's one. There is one door story.
I'm sure there'll be more based upon your record.
Yeah,
so.
Thanks. So last week I had to go pick my wife up from school. She's part of the musical where she's at. And so I went to go pick her up, and she says, oh, the door right here should be open. Just, you know, come on in. And I'm like, all right. So I go, and the door is locked, which it's after night at a shut up about the door. Shut up about the door.
It's another door.
Never mind.
No. The door is a side actor in this story.
Batman versus Superman's going to be coming out soon. If Ian was a comic book character, it would be Ian versus Doors.
1, 2, 3, and 4.
A knock towards freedom.
So anyway, the door is locked. I text her and I say, hey, just letting you know, the door's locked. Just can you come out and get me? While I'm texting her, I'm not paying attention at all. And I make fun of people all the time that are not paying attention whenever they're texting. I walk right into a light post. I mean, I Georgia the jungled it completely. I mean, glasses smeared up on my face.
You really blew it.
All I know is thank God no one else saw it. That the parking lot was empty and I was the only one there. Because I looked around, I'm like, please, God, no one saw that.
Little does he know, the security guys watching the camera footage the next day are now dead from laughter.
I figured there were security cameras on the school property.
I still can't believe I did it. I was as soon as it happened, hey, I was
Chuck,
like, oh my
Chuck,
god.
Come here. You gotta see this. Watch this guy.
Ian became an entire episode of America's Funniest Home Videos. How did you do? You're a Saturday morning cartoon. You can't get out of doors. You're walking at the light poles.
And come to find out, the door was unlocked. It just had to be pulled and not pushed.
No, the door was locked. The security at this school is very good. They do not let strange people in. The door was actually locked.
Ian's one of these people like, I can't go up in the department store. The escalator's broke. It won't move.
I'm not quite that dumb. Yes. I just lose a lot of battles to doors and apparently light poles.
And you're not that dumb. Doors have been around for a while, Ian.
Yeah,
and
whatever.
So have light poles. They're there. They don't come out of nowhere.
Yeah, no.
It's not like, whoa, there's a light pole. Get out.
Wait, I have mastered stairs, though. I will tell you.
I just want to see him wearing a shirt from now on. That just says, I've mastered stairs.
That's quite an accolade.
Especially for me right now. I still can't believe I walked into the light post.
No, that's not as bad as that girl who fell into the water fountain in that viral video a couple years ago. You remember that?
Yeah.
And then she sued the people who basically posted the video online, the security camera footage, because they were laughing at her.
If someone had taken a video of me walking into the pole and put it online, I would have sued them just out of pure frustration and anger.
There is a good video online, and we watch this time and time again, of a guy with one of those the pulley trucks coming off of the truck.
Yeah.
There's too much weight. He lost it, and it like flings him with
like a freaking trebuchet or something.
Exactly.
So apparently because I haven't taken enough punishment, do you guys want to hear the other door story?
Why not?
I kind of want to hear the door story now, yeah.
A couple years ago, whenever I was in college, I was covering our women's volleyball team. They made it to the Elite Eight of the D2 tournament, and so it was in Louisville, Kentucky. So some friends and I, we drove out there. We're covering this tournament, and Charlie Murphy was playing one night at the
Charlie Murphy.
So we're like, all right. It was in the improv. There was as long as you were 18, you could get in. A lot of places aren't like that. So we go, and they were doing some renovations to the club. And when they first told us to go in, they let us in, and we end up in this hallway that has no doors and no exit.
Or so you thought.
No, it was a dead end. I was like, well, why did they let us in here? So anyway, my friend and I turn around and we're walking back, and I'm on the left side, and my buddy's on the right side. So he's walking towards a closed door. Now, the way that the light is reflecting off the door in front of me, it looks like it's open. So here I am, I'm walking, and I'm like, man, why is Kevin walking towards a closed door when this one is clearly open? Boom! Walked right into it. My nose is bleeding all over the place. I walk into the bathroom. The poor bathroom attendant is handing me towels. So getting all the blood off of my face. I have no money to tip the actual bathroom attendant. I feel terrible. We get back to the hotel, and the girl
It's the Doors, Ian.
I know
your
who it is.
Your least favorite band of all time.
So yeah, that's how I almost broke my nose on a glass door that I walked into.
You've got a tendency to run into things. I noticed that too.
Yeah. I can't deny any of this. This is all true.
Doors. Ian's like natural enemy.
That's what I said. Yeah, it's his kryptonite.
The best part, my buddy Kevin texts the other girl who had come on the trip with us, and she's like, well, how's the show? And Kevin texts her back and says, Ian's bleeding. That was the only thing he said.
Ah, you're such a simpleton.
It must be nice.
I'm a glutton for punishment.
I like it, though. It makes me feel brilliant by comparison.
I know.
I thought I was smart before.
I can open doors.
I'm Neil deGrasse Tyson now.
Every time I walk out of a door in the morning, I feel a little bit better.
You'll get it one day, pal. You'll get it one day.
Thanks, guys.
All right. On the show today, on A Freak Accident, we have... More doors. We have a bunch of girls fighting. This is this story I can't even wrap my head around it. We've got the Oscars, the results, and we're going to play an interesting game with Mickey to go along with the Oscars. Are you excited?
No.
Do you know what the game even is?
No.
This is you didn't tell her? Oh,
no.
That's going to make it even better. We've got an interview with comedian James Heskey coming up later on in the show. He is a really funny dude, and he's got some new web series that he's starting, too, that he's going to talk to us about. So I'm looking forward to talking to him. It's the first time Ian and I will have talked to a comedian in an interview, at least with the two of us anyway.
Yeah, I've talked to one, and it was terrible, so hopefully this goes great.
I hope so. And we've got the Road to WrestleMania. We are currently forging along it, so we'll take a quick look at Raw as well. It's all coming up in this episode of A Freak Accident. Thank you for listening.
Be a part of the show. Go to afreakaccident.com and click on connect. That's afreakaccident.com. Click on connect.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove that my right.
Who did this song?
Rachel Platten.
Huh. Huh. I thought it was like Katy Perry or something.
Same deal.
Yeah, close enough.
Yeah.
I was going to say, if it was Katy Perry, I wish somebody would fight her and win handily.
Maybe it will be 30 people.
Maybe it will be, yeah. This story is kind of interesting, mostly because it's coming out of Ian's hometown, Pittsburgh, PA.
The fighting city of Pittsburgh.
Just more proof that Steelers fans are stupid and awful.
Yeah. Maybe that's where all the violence in the games come from. It's coming from Pittsburgh. It has to be. It's just a violent, awful place.
It's hard to argue against it when you hear this story.
Ben Roethlisberger fights on the field. These people fight each other. Ian fights with doors and lampposts and, you know, common sense. It's just...
The problem is I lose.
Well, I'm sure some people lose these fights, too. Like, this one, the one we're talking about, was basically like a gang war, practically, by the time it's over. You're talking about a fight between 30 people.
It was like the Royal Rumble in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, it's like the Royal Rumble, like something out of West Side Story or something like that.
Except with a whole bunch of teeny boppers.
Right, yeah, a bunch of kids at a Pittsburgh high school say a fight Monday caused simmering neighborhood tensions to boil over, leading to a brawl involving 30 girls. 30 young teenage girls just beating the crap out of each other.
Now, between each and every punch, did they text their friends to tell them about that punch?
Oh, they were definitely Snapchatting
it. Yeah.
Yeah, and Instagramming the whole fight.
Thank you, Ronda Rousey.
Maybe? I don't know.
Oh. Not a chance.
No. Hashtag bloodbath.
Yeah, they're getting, I like what Mickey said, they're getting inspired to fight because of Ronda.
That could be.
I think they were inspired to fight for an entirely different reason.
Well, according to some articles, not the one that I'm reading here, but according to some articles, this was over a boy.
One boy.
What a pimp.
I was going to say, what kind of stud must this guy be to have 30 girls willing to throw down over him?
To be fair, though, we don't know what these girls look like.
Or what the other guys in the school look like. I was gonna say, is this guy like an Adonis, or is everybody else just troll ugly, so he's the best relatively, and so they're all arguing over him?
He's pushed up to the top of the mound based on the relative ugliness of everyone else.
That's what I'm saying, yeah. I mean, I would be willing to bet that because Pittsburgh. Yeah. So,
what are you trying to say?
You're ugly.
I'm saying you're losing a fight with beauty, too, pal.
I'm the best looking one on this podcast. Get out of here.
That's not saying much.
That is true. I can't. So, okay. I was in a corner, says one ninth grader, and they started hitting me, so my friends came in. This is a school where you gotta fight. You just gotta fight. So this happens regularly, I guess.
You just gotta fight. What is this? Like, what's that?
Mean Girls is the movie.
Oh, no, I wasn't thinking about Mean Girls. The one with the Coolio song in it. It's about the teacher who comes in and teaches all the bad kids.
Oh, no, it's actually
bad
the
teacher?
No.
Come on. What?
It's actually the Coolio song that Crisco was singing.
I would have hated it if that ended up being the real name of the song.
Look up that song.
Yeah. No, Gangsta's Paradise was the name of the song. What movie was that?
Yeah, it was
for?
With... Mekhi Phifer in it?
I think
so. Yeah, he was in that one. Or she.
Somebody's listening to this yelling out the answer.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, totally. We can't hear you.
It's this! Please! It was a movie that was popular!
Send us the email to freaks@afreakaccident.com.
Dangerous Minds.
Dangerous Minds. There you go.
There.
Still, send us the email to freaks@afreakaccident.com. We will get to it after this episode's over.
Actually, yes. Video your reaction when you heard that, and we'd like to see that.
Curse us out. That's fine. Send it to us. Or post it to our Instagram or something. I don't care. Yeah. Get us that information. Apparently, they've locked down the whole place. Parents couldn't even get the kids out of there. Classes resumed after the girls involved in the fight were removed from the school. Charges are expected.
No. Really?
And the school is expected to have an additional police presence in the future.
Well, yeah. Now, if this was really like wrestling...
Just take that Adonis kid out of there, and you won't have anything to fight about anymore. Here, now share among the mutants, and you'll be fine.
If this was really like wrestling, no matter what happened at the end of that Royal Rumble, the girl would have picked Roman Reigns. No matter what anybody wanted, Roman Reigns wins.
It's a joke because it's true.
Sad.
It's sad and miserable.
Yeah. I first saw this story, and I was like, wow, where did this happen? I'm like... Oh, in my backyard. Fantastic.
Did anything like this happen where you went to school?
Oh, God, no.
No?
No, this is in the inner city of Pittsburgh. I did not live in the inner city, if
you
couldn't
tell. What are you trying to say?
Yeah.
Do I look like I lived in the inner city?
Trying to say the urban market is more volatile? Is that what you're trying to say?
I did not say
a word. Oh, Ian.
You didn't have to say it. It was the implication.
Ian.
I just know crime in that particular area is higher than everywhere else.
Maybe he just came from the affluent part. You know, the part with all the fuddy-duddies and the uppies living. You know? I doubt it,
seeing as he can't keep from walking into doors.
Yeah, that's the reason the fight never happened in his school. None of them could get out.
You know, he went home and told his parents, though, no, I got into a fight today. You just didn't, you know, include that it was with a fire hydrant.
Shut up, Crisco. I won that one.
You poor bastard. I'm so sorry.
I was the one who volunteered the information. I knew what was coming.
True, and the target just grows every week.
And it will continue. It will continue.
Don't worry, I'm sure Mickey will do something soon to put it back on her.
Has anybody here ever had more than, like, two people fight over them? Like, or fight for, like, not necessarily actually fist fighting, but, I mean, have you ever had, like, competing attention from, you know, one or more suitors or suitettes?
Have you seen my face? I was looking to have maybe an interest. What were you pointing at me for, Mickey?
You took my response.
The arrow through the chest.
Wait, the fact that his face comment or that no one should fight over him?
Both.
Mean.
Well, that's it.
He set himself up.
That's true. You did do that.
I'm just going to give up and run into a door.
You guys have been, you know... making fun of me. That was mean.
Yeah.
Thanks.
It amused me.
Look at it this way, E. If you run into a door, you can't get much lower than that.
No.
Oh, you can. You can run into a pole.
Everybody calm down. There are plenty of fish in the... I don't know. There's no moral to this story. Stop fighting, Pittsburgh. God, you guys are so violent.
A Freak Accident proudly presents you with Real Tweets from Kanye West. Will Ferrell has reached walking, living, breathing God status. And that was a real tweet from Kanye West.
Is it National Geographic?
This is CNN.
This freaking theme. You insist that this is the Oscars theme. You keep insisting that.
Would you want me to fast forward it a little bit further into the song? It makes more sense.
I've got the...
This is later on.
This is the Oscars theme. That other thing is National Geographic or...
That's the lead up to this song!
Yeah.
That's the lead up! Come on!
There's no way that's the lead up. It's a completely different audio quality.
It's the same thing! Same file! It is! I got it!
Right, where's my drop?
I don't...
Why the f*** you lying?
I had to go skip over there just to get that.
Oh.
Anyhow, we're talking about the Oscars! Yay! Oscars, yeah. Where to go? Yeah. So the Oscars were this past weekend. You know, the whole thing with the Oscars boycott came and went. Was it of any consequence at all? I don't really think it was.
No.
Was it? No, I mean, they talked about it, obviously. You know, the whole, what?
They talked about it the whole time.
Yeah. The focus was definitely there. But, I mean, my thing I was trying to say, was it of any consequence? Has anything changed?
No.
No. Okay, so next year it could very well be the same thing.
Yeah. So, move on, I guess.
Glad the dialogue was nothing, okay? Yeah.
I will say that, you know, the part that probably might change was Chris Rock said it, I think, in his opening monologue where he said, you know, African-American actors should be getting better roles, not so much Oscar nominations, but just better roles in general.
Well, my thing was, and I even said, maybe if the Academy picked better movies for, you know, the nominations, you might find that there are plenty of black actors and actresses in prominent roles in great movies that just never get nominated because they always nominate the artsy-fartsy crappy movies where it's just a bunch of dweeby white people in them.
Finn from Star Wars.
Yeah.
Isabel.
Yeah, right.
He did fantastic.
You know, so, I mean, that was my whole point. You know what I mean? In any case, the Oscars are now over. The big story, I mean, Chris Rock, he had his comedy. You know, some people, very polarizing. A lot of people said it was great. A lot of people said it wasn't funny. I mean, I don't know. I guess it depends on your predisposition, right?
Which is Chris Rock in a nutshell.
That's a good point. Leo DiCaprio finally getting his Oscar, and he was not devoured by a bear in the process, which I was upset about.
Yeah, that should have been part of the whole bit.
Yeah, I've got a feeling that there were some prop bets that, you know, he would have been, you know, destroyed in some manner before he could actually reach out his hand and grasp the trophy, but he did get it, which means that the meme now, though, is dead.
Yeah.
The joke that Leo will never get an Oscar is now gone.
It's gone.
And as well as is the ability for anybody to care about the Oscars in a significant way, because, you know, that was kind of every year. It was, will this be the year that Leo wins? Now that he's won, it's like, what's the thing to look forward to now?
Will this be the year Leo wins too?
Yeah.
There now. It is.
I did see someone on Twitter who was like, okay, Leo has his Oscar. Now it's time to get Tom Cruise one. And he was serious. I was like, no.
No, he's crazy. Tom Cruise is crazy.
And the Oscar for most crazy guy.
A lot of people were upset that, what's his name, Sylvester Stallone did not win Best Supporting Actor either for his role in Creed. Which, there you go, Creed, another movie starring Michael B. Jordan, who is black, was not nominated for anything beyond just Supporting Actor.
And there it is. But we wanted to have a little fun with the Oscars.
Yes.
The nominations for Best Picture.
Before we get to that, I did want to point out, I love that Mad Max took away as much as it did.
Yeah.
Didn't get Best Picture. That went to the thing about, well, I can't say what it's about because there's a thing that's going to tie in here in a second. But Mad Max did not take it, which, I mean, I think it should have. I'm glad it won as much as it did. But seriously, if you have not seen Mad Max, see it. You are doing your life a disservice by not seeing that movie. One of the finest examples of filmmaking I have ever seen.
Yes, I saw it.
Yes! And how amazing was it?
Loved it.
It was unbelievably good.
Okay.
God, I love that
movie. Not that good, but okay.
Yes, it was that good. Shut your mouth. It was fantastic.
Anyway,
okay, so we got, he's right, we wanted to have a little fun with the Oscars.
Yes. Well, what we're going to do is, we found this video online, well, Mickey did, which is even funnier, that it's these little kids trying to explain what the Best Picture movies were about. And
it's kind of like they only knew, like they haven't seen these movies, obviously. So it's kind of like based upon only the names of the movies, these kids had to guess what they were about.
Yeah, I told you guys this was like my IQ on movies.
It's basically how you would describe movies, right?
So that's why we want to put to the test Mickey versus like 3-year-olds.
Oh, great.
Who has
so
a better
prove my point?
Who has a better grasp on pop culture, Mickey or small children who are concerned with like My Little Pony and cartoons? So
great.
So the first movie that we're going to hear from Mickey, what do you think Bridge of Spies was about?
What do we got?
These are all nominated for Best Picture, by the way. So these are prominent films, at least like after the nominations, because a lot of times these movies will never get a big release. But when they get nominated, theaters will pick them up here and there. So these movies have been out. So
and
Mickey,
I haven't seen it. So
Bridge of Spies, what's it about?
A whole bunch of spies that get tied together to make a bridge.
It's not like Human Centipede.
Why not?
Well, let's hear what the kids had to say.
Maybe they're spies. Maybe they're quiet like a bridge.
Bridges aren't quiet.
They don't even have mouths.
They don't even have mouths.
To be fair, it was pretty close to Mickey's answer.
That is true.
So far, tie score.
I don't know. I'm leaning kids on that one. They were closer.
So who are we going to give that round to? Children? Children. Okay.
Children, yeah. Great.
Mickey, Mad Max. Now, this one you saw, so you should know what this one's about.
You're giving her way too much credit on this.
A guy with a mom complex who acts like a 3-year-old and likes to play with a whole bunch of toys. Like, really big toys.
That's what you got from Mad Max?
That's what I got from Mad Max.
What did the children say?
One's mad, and then they want to drive, and then the other says, no, let's just take a nap.
This is from Fandango, by the way. Put together this video clip of the children.
Again, the explanations on an intelligent level were both kind of there.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to give the point to Mickey on that.
All right, yeah. Yeah, we'll go with Mickey.
I hope so. She saw the movie.
All right, so it's 1-1. Mickey versus children. Now, Mickey, The Big Short.
Big Short?
If you say it's about me and make fun of my height, I will kick you through that window.
The Big Short.
About Ian's life not being able to walk through a door.
Okay. Wow!
No, but really, what is The Big Short about? Come on, you gotta give it a shot.
If it was about me, I would have won Best Picture.
No one would have made it into the movie.
That's seriously the best I got.
Okay.
That's it?
Kids, what did the kids say?
It's about a big, tall person and a short person.
Mm-hmm.
I think they have different favorite colors.
Yeah.
Maybe they don't agree. Yeah. Just go with that.
It's the same ending as Mickey.
It's exactly.
Oh, my God.
That's the best I got. Let's just go with it. Yeah.
Oh, my God. You are a 3-year-old. Oh, my God.
I thought we knew this already.
Ooh.
3-year-old's definitely closer because I'm pretty sure Christian Bale and Steve Carell are in this movie, and one is definitely taller than the other, so...
Children! Children get the point!
Yeah!
Mickey, right. You're losing to 3-year-olds. All right, this is your big comeback, The Martian. What is The Martian about?
Oh, no. The kids might beat him on this.
A comedy about Matt Damon escaping Boston.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Hey, listen, that's enough of a... I don't know. Why would Martian, though? How does that factor in? I mean, I know getting out of Boston is an accomplishment in and of itself, but...
Yeah, how did that work with The Martian?
Do they call Boston Mars or something? Or
no, he's just getting out of the area and somewhere else, so he becomes a Martian. It's like when you move to New Hampshire from Massachusetts, they call you a transplant.
Oh, okay. All right. There's a line of logic there that I can follow, and I can admit that it makes some sense. What did the children say?
A guy trapped on Mars. No food, no water, no nothing.
So who stars in that?
John F. Kennedy.
Bad at the end, but obviously the point goes to kids on that one.
Yeah, they actually get... So there's no way for you to win now. You can at least maybe make up some of your... What would you say? Your
shortcomings? Yeah.
I like how the kid and Mickey actually flip-flopped what they actually had right.
Yeah, yeah. She knew Matt Damon. The kid thought John F. Kennedy for some reason.
And if you listen to their voices, you kind of have the same cadence when describing it. It's like... It's, this, and that's it.
Yep.
Okay.
This is amazing. This is it. Mickey, you gotta go out with a home run.
I said, you can at least get some of your honor back by getting
probably
this last
not.
One right. Okay. The one that Leo DiCaprio was in, that he got Best Actor for, is called The Revenant. What is The Revenant about?
Oh, the movie where he tried to win the Oscar?
No, the one where he won the Oscar.
But that's what the whole movie was about, was him trying to win the Oscar.
Actually, no, that is probably 100% true. There's no doubt. He did that movie the whole time. He's thinking, this one's going to be the Oscar. So really, the movie was about a man trying to win an Oscar. Yeah. That is shockingly accurate. Yeah. That may win you this contest.
Awesome.
Let's see what the kids said.
About an elephant. Uh-huh. Revenant elephant?
So Revenant the elephant is an elephant.
Who's Revenant?
That was the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life. That kid, you're going to get held back. Anyway, I'm going to give that one to Mickey. Mickey has to get that one.
Why not?
But you still lost overall. Children know more about pop culture than you do.
I'm okay with that.
Read a book. Read a magazine. Watch television.
No.
For God's sakes, watch a movie.
Listen to people. No! Listen to people talk.
I do. You three.
Read about a movie, even. They have little descriptions. They're called plots. That's all you need to see. A trailer.
Oh, Mickey. Mickey.
Nope.
Well, that wasn't funny, but I think we have something funny coming up,
we
right?
We do! James Heskey, he's a professional comedian. Yeah, you radio segway and lunatic, you. James Heskey, comedian James Heskey is next right here on A Freak Accident.
Reasons to listen to A Freak Accident.
We always go above and beyond in serving our community.
The fact that it's court-ordered is irrelevant.
It's no secret to anybody who's been following at least Lazy E and I for years that we've talked to plenty of people, haven't we?
With Chris Jericho, the guy down the street, my neighbor... you?
Yeah, you too, sir.
Yeah.
Pleasure, as always.
Yeah, good to meet you.
We've got a history, you know, our different radio and podcasting adventures, but it's always fun to meet somebody new, you know, and the world of comedy, it has kind of eluded us up until now. You know, we've talked to actors, we've talked to, you know, survival experts, we've talked to musicians. Legitimately, we have. I don't think we've talked to any comedians, though, have we?
There's a reason why, and I'm scared for this. Because think about it. We think we're funny, but now we have a guy who actually does this as a profession.
And he's looking down on us the entire time.
I know. Get ready.
Yeah, I'm hyped for this. But we're very excited to have on the program now comedian James Heskey. James, welcome to A Freak Accident, my friend. How you doing today?
Not bad. How about you?
We're good, man. Give him a round of applause. Yeah.
Going around.
So there, now you feel like you're at home a little bit because you got some applause, you know, leading you into your interview here.
Yeah, no, this is good. Actually, I mostly wanted to talk about my survivalist skills, so I think I'll fit in right
oh,
with your
perfect. Guests, so there we go.
Perfect.
Just, right on.
All my survival skills are just what to do when you feel sad and alone in your own apartment, but I can get you through those times.
Are you sad and alone in your own apartment right now? Is that where you're talking to us from?
Yeah. So, you know, things are okay. It's a little hairy, a little touch and go, but, you know, I think I'll make it. We'll see. I don't know. Got my cat. And,
I got that going for you.
Yeah, a cat and a bottle of booze, and, you know, right now I'm still talking with you guys, so I guess things are good.
He hasn't passed out yet. That's a good sign.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you're from Brooklyn, so is that where you're living right now? You still live in Brooklyn?
Yeah, I live in Brooklyn. I'm actually originally from Pittsburgh, and then I lived in Philly for a while, and then I moved up to Brooklyn 2 years ago.
That's the same town that Ian's from. He's from Pittsburgh, so I'm sorry about that. I really am.
Oh, no. It's
hey, we make
it's
Pittsburgh
so
look good.
Being around all those Super Bowls.
Wait a second. Whoa. All right, James, are you telling me you're a Pittsburgh Steelers fan?
Well, yeah, I grew up there.
Get ready for your mind to be blown. I'm a Cincinnati Bengals fan.
Oh, no, my mind isn't blown. I mean, I meet, you know, losers all the time. It's fine.
Set myself up, huh?
Yeah, you really did. Yeah.
You asked for that one. Yeah.
Well,
you know, it's I'm still very sorry about the way that game ended. That had to be terrible. I have a couple of Bengals fan friends here, and I drunkenly sent apology text messages to all of them.
It was like
afterwards, I'm like, you guys didn't deserve that. You're good people.
It was like the Royal Rumble at that game. At one point, it turned to pro wrestling.
Oh yeah, it's always nice when you get a division game in the playoffs because it's just you're guaranteed like 14 concussions and a couple of fights, and it's always good to just watch brain damage.
Especially with the Steelers and the Bengals, like there's a hatred there that runs deep.
Yeah, it definitely runs deep. Although I'm going to be honest, for the Steelers, Ravens are always number one. Just because they're the old Browns, so just that the hatred carried over.
Yeah.
And then the Bengals, the last few years, it's definitely been a little rough.
James is already my favorite interview.
He sucks.
Yeah, you and your solidarity. Anyway, so James, you're sad and alone at your apartment right now. But
I'm feeling better now that I'm remembering that game.
Now I'm sad and alone with these guys. Great.
But are you in between like tours right now? Like, what's going on with the comedy these days?
Yeah, so right now I'm working on a couple of projects. Got a couple of web series that I'm working on. One, the first episode is out for both of them. One of them's called At Their Worst, which is where I host a show where I'm with other comedians who were just in awful situations. So the first one we did, everybody was just wildly hungover, and we were at brunch, and I sort of had to try to run an interview show while we were dealing with all of that. And then we've got a couple other ones that are filmed and we're working on right now. There's one coming out pretty soon. Should be out next week where we're in the back of a car going to Sonic, three big guys just sitting in the back of a car, squeezing into the back of a Honda Civic. So it's a good time. And then the other one I've got is, which one is worse? I promise you, we weren't trying to do the names sounding exactly the same. But that's a fun one where we just compare. Me and my friend Daryl Charles just compare terrible movies. So we've got The White House Down versus Olympus Has Fallen, which should be coming out next week.
Oh, man, and those are terrible, too. Let me ask you this. Are you drawing, like, some inspiration from Mystery Science Theater there for that second one?
Sure, yeah. I mean, they were the ones that I think got everybody started on making bad movies, like, a real thing to watch, like, in pop culture.
Yeah.
And now CinemaSins and Couch Tomato, those guys are sort of doing the new level stuff. I hate to even say new level stuff because the Mystery Science Theater guys are still around and they're still doing stuff, but the next, I guess, the sort of modern spin on it is stuff like CinemaSins.
Now, James, what movie are you guys going to make fun of first?
Well, we do sort of both at the same time, and I was looking at an early cut of it, and I watched each of those movies at least half a dozen times, which is saying something about how sad and alone I feel at the moment.
It also is a testament to your pain threshold, too.
But I will say, it's pretty good. Even after watching each one half a dozen times, when they sent the early cut, we were looking at it, and there were still moments where I'm like, I don't know which movie this scene is from. Because they're so similar, and they're just such terrible attempts at movies. It is very sad that they got made. So we do both at the same time, but it's going to be a little bit of a mess trying to figure out which one's which. So we're sorting that out right now. That's part of the delay.
Well, that's going to be interesting because these are two movies. They're both about people attacking the White House, and they both came out, I think, within 3 months of each other. So to finally know which one is the absolute worst, I think you'll be doing humanity a service with that.
Yeah, and, I think we watched each one, half a dozen times so that nobody else ever watches them again. that's the hope. Just please don't, because we did that and now we're right on to the next one, and I'm like, why did I agree to make more than one episode of this? This is a terrible, terrible thing. So.
Now, I am really intrigued by the premise of the first web series you mentioned, At Their Worst, where you mentioned you interview comedians in the middle of terrible situations. Do comedians often find themselves in terrible situations? Your comments.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for that press conference question. I appreciate that. Listen, we're on to Cincinnati.
Impression. I get it. You're stuck in a bathroom with Ben Roethlisberger.
That would be a very bad situation. But we try to do ones that are slightly less bad. So comedians are always in just terrible situations. We're very awkward people if we are just having to talk to another human being, and when we're together, we can usually it's like before or after a show when we're either nervous or already drunk or hungover or we just bombed and we're on our way to go find an entire pizza to eat or something like that. So what I've found is that whenever we're hanging out, those are the funniest moments, and the times where I'll start crying laughing is when I'm with my other comedian friends and we're in pain for some reason. We're having to move a couch, or we're having to, we're feeling like crap after a night out or something like that, or we're on a road trip. And it's just, those are the times that are a lot of fun. And we basically film that for a couple hours and boil it down to the funniest 3 to 5 minutes and give you something that makes us look smarter than we are.
See, I'm definitely going to have to check that out because that sounds awesome. And I've noticed that it seems with comedians that, like, you guys channel a lot of, I mean, just from what I've seen, the comedians that I follow and that I've come to, understand and learn about, that you guys channel a lot of negative energy into your acts, into your stand-up routines. I mean, do you feel like that's the case, that it's like a catharsis?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's not that funny to talk about what's going well. If I get up there and say, yeah, no, actually, I'm calling you guys from my mansion, and my pet tiger is sitting on my lap, and I'm eating caviar right now, I wouldn't waste my time with you guys if that was the case, but I also wouldn't be nearly as interesting. You got to have... comedy is just a way of dealing with pain, and there are comedian like Facebook groups or text messages or Facebook chats that are always going back and forth of stuff that we aren't even allowed to say in, like, on Facebook or Twitter, or things like that. That's just stuff that'll just be between us, that if it ever got out, we would be ruined. Because we want to get that really sort of dark stuff, and we have a tendency to go there, and then we have to usually lighten it up for, you know, the common folk.
If you had a pet tiger, what would it be named?
Oh, whatever it wanted to be called, where it wouldn't rip my arm off. So I would probably, I don't know, if I had a pet tiger, I don't know what I would name it, but I would probably at some point put a saddle on it and see if I could get a monkey to ride it, because I would have a monkey too.
You know,
if I have a tiger, I probably have a bunch of monkeys.
To feed them.
Yeah, right.
I'm pretty sure you would name that tiger, please God, let me go.
Yeah, something like that. You know, like, oh, good, oh, please God, let me go. Very good, oh, please God, let me go.
So
you want me to rub your belly? Whatever you want.
Wait, are you asking me or the tiger? Because the answer is yes.
Yeah, well, the question was to both. It was an open question.
All right, well, I'm taking...
He is available this weekend if you're down.
Remember that point where I said that comedians are awkward in conversation? I think I just proved it by talking over you four times in 6 seconds.
Well, you know what, though? Lazy E really has a tendency to ratchet up the awkwardness whenever he's around. He has that effect on people.
Ask my mother.
See? All right, I'll let you sit in that one. That was good.
Just let it marinate, exactly. Let it marinate.
So, James, who is your favorite family member to make fun of when you're on stage?
I mean, I only bring her up a couple times, but, I mean, it's got to be my mom, only because I hate her. She's great.
Mickey, you've got solidarity with him on that one. There you go.
I do, unfortunately.
You hate my mom, too?
Yes!
She's been talking about it ever since we got you.
What did she do? Well, look, if she gave you up, if she's the one that she gave up, then you're lucky. Never mind.
I got where you were going.
No, only because she and I really get along really well, and we have the same kind of personality. So we get along really well until we all of a sudden don't, and we hate each other for like an hour. And then we're back to getting along really well. But in that hour, it's like I just think of all the things, because all the things I hate about her are basically the things I hate about me. And I'm like, oh, I already know how to write for that. And I can just write a joke, and it's almost an extension of the things I hate about myself. And you know, she's fun to exaggerate. And since she is she's a really good person, really good mom, it's almost easier to make fun of, because I know anything I do about her is going to be an exaggeration, or at least understandable, like where people are going to say, oh yeah, a good person can still do that and it would be funny.
Now, with comedy the way it is today, I mean, I know a lot of comedians have kind of been weighing in on the pressures of society and culture on the comedy world, especially these days. And even you've got like some higher profile acts like Amy Schumer, you know, where it's like, you know, oh, everything's funny, everything's free reign, you know, anything goes. Until you say something I don't like, you know, then immediately it comes into, well, you know, you can't say that then, you know. So, I mean, do you think, I mean, being a comedian, being a guy that's like, you know, you're an up-and-coming comedian, do you feel like pressure? Do you feel that? Do you think it's affecting comedy, or do you think comedy's kind of pushing back, or that you guys are safe where you are?
Well, most of the comedians who complain, not the big names, but I mean, the comedians sort of at my level or sort of around that level, the ones that complain about things being too PC are people who think it's funny to just go up and say the most shocking thing you can say without writing the creative joke.
Right.
So I think you should be able to talk about anything. I think, you know, George Carlin was sort of the guy that I always looked up to as far as the person that got me into comedy and the sort of a lot of philosophies I agree with. I like sort of his voice and where he's coming from. And for him, I think the big thing is that the joke has to be good, and that's for most of them, is that the joke has to be good. If it's a terrible joke and, you know, it's about race or, you know, inequality or, you know, whatever the taboo subject is, because the people don't want to talk about it, if the joke is bad, then it's really going to stand out as a bad joke and you're going to upset people. If you tell a bad joke and it's not offensive, then people just go, oh, it was a bad joke. That guy sucks. But if it's a bad joke and it was offensive, then people are like, oh, that was a bad joke and he's a terrible human being and we need to write blogs about him. So I usually don't get into too much stuff that I think would be, you know, on the line. But I think if anything you want to talk about, you can. You just, the joke has to be there. And sure, you have to risk, there'll be a few people who will be upset, but if it's a good joke, the people who are happy with it will far outweigh the people who are upset.
So do you feel like you have to read your audience a lot when you get up on stage?
Certainly you need to be able to read an audience, but you gotta, I think that there is a fine line between you gotta read the audience and you gotta also do your thing. So it's, you should be able to sort of switch gears a little bit and figure out how to make it work, but comedy is just as subjective as music, so this gets used a lot when comedians talk about comedy, but they say that, you know, nobody would show up to a club for music night. They would want way more information, like, what am I dealing with here? Country, rock, hip-hop, jazz? The comedy, it'll just say comedy night, and people will show up, and you never know what you're going to get there. So you have to be able to read your audience a little bit, but sometimes if the show is just run terribly and you just get a mismatch between the crowd and the comedian, there's only so much that can be done, and the comedian has to, should try to meet the audience in the middle, but they got to stick to their guns a little bit and not just, you can't play to everybody. It doesn't work.
All right, James Heskey, you've done the interview with us. I need to know now that you could get the litmus test here, what is the worst interview you've ever done?
Please don't say yes. Please don't say yes.
Oh, are we considering this one over?
Are you?
I don't know. Is this still? Because we really need to figure out whether we're talking. Is this current tense or past tense?
Well, we're talking.
Oh, man.
From now, this point back.
No, this has been a very fun one. I've certainly done other people's podcasts where they have zero idea of what to talk about or what to do. And I will sit there and go, oh, I just have to talk for 45 minutes. This is going to be terrible. And nobody needs that. So there have been a couple of those. This isn't bad, but this is just a weird thing. I've done some radio a couple of times. I've gone in, and when you go to do radio, you get there, and you know what you're going to talk about. The host usually has some bullet points to get you, between your material. You get there 15, 20 minutes beforehand. You walk into the studio, shake hands. This will be great. And then you do the segment, which will be like 5 to 7 minutes. And then like 2 minutes later, you're just in the parking lot. You're like, what was that? That was really weird. Like, I was just on the radio, and now it's just over. It just feels like you just got shipped out. Because for them, they got to just plow through the next 8 segments. So that they can get to some ads.
Well, admittedly, James, Lazy E and Ian and I are all radio guys ourselves. And you talk about comedians being awkward people. We sit in padded rooms and talk to ourselves all day. So we can be pretty awkward, too, trust me.
Oh, yeah. That's you guys know where I'm coming
absolutely.
From.
Absolutely.
We understand you.
The SPCA won't even let you guys get cat. To be alone
within
your apartment.
Yeah, well, that's true. Anyway, James, man, I wanted to say thank you so much for coming on our show and talking to us. I mean, where do you have any tour dates lined up, like in the near future, like around?
I've just got some one-nighters that are around because we're working on these projects right now. But if you just follow me on Twitter or look me up on Facebook, just James Heskey, Hesky. James Heskey, you can find me on Facebook or Twitter. And you'll be able to see. I'll post any sort of major shows that I'm doing.
Anytime you come near our area, because our area can be kind of hot and cold with comedy, but when it's hot, it's hot. So if you end up in our area, we're definitely going to have to meet up and hang out.
That'd be great. And if you're up in New York, lose my number. So we're not going to hang out. I'm busy that day. Whatever day you guys are coming.
I'm just going to drunk text you.
Yeah, do it. No, this is a lot of fun. I really appreciate it, guys.
Hey, James, thank you so much for joining a freak accident today, man.
Thanks, James.
Ladies
Thank
and gentlemen,
you. Thanks,
James Heskey, we'll see you on the road. Oh, by the way, I did want to, before we let you go, where can we see your web series at? That was the other thing.
Oh, it'll be on YouTube and on Facebook. So that's another good reason. You'll see it first if you friend me on Facebook. So send me a friend request on Facebook. I approve pretty much anything that doesn't look like a spam bot, and I approve some of those. So send me you see it first on Facebook, and after that it'll be on YouTube, and I'll be posting it, the links on Twitter.
And I'm glad we got to prove we're awkward, too, with that awkward ending.
There you go.
James Heskey!
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, I'll just stay on the line until you remember all the other things that you have to have.
Thanks, Manny. Thanks
for joining. Can I redo my answer about worst interview?
Go right ahead.
No, I'll just say the last 2 minutes of this one.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah. We'll always disappoint you. That's what we're about. James, thanks so much for being here, man. Have a good one.
Thanks, guys. I had a lot of fun.
Check out our podcast archive, where you can hear every episode we've ever recorded, including all the old ones. Or if you're an Alzheimer's patient, all the new ones.
You remember, right?
Yes.
Podcast.afreakaccident.com.
Welcome to my house. The road to WrestleMania.
It's a beautiful time of year if you're a wrestling fan. Ian will convert you yet.
Mickey, well, we're just kind of giving up on that.
Good.
It might happen. We're planning on, there's a live event coming to our hometown in the next couple weeks. We're planning on getting to that one. So if you come to the live event, you might get won over, buddy.
If there's doors there, I might be screwed.
Yeah, we might have to open some stuff.
Yeah, we'll all open it and hold it open for you.
You guys are good guys.
Yeah.
We try.
Yeah. I'll support you where you need it, pal.
You're totally going to slam a door in my face, aren't you?
I can neither confirm nor
lie.
Well, what do you want to do?
We can door lie that.
Your grammar sucks so much.
Okay, come on.
Grammar is the doors of your life.
That's true. Yeah. Yeah. I smash my face off of stupid mouth mumbles all the time.
You know what the unfortunate thing about WrestleMania season is that we're getting these, what you call the, what is it? The Yankum
dichotomy. Oh, yeah. I call it the Yankum's dichotomy principle. Yeah.
Last week, pretty decent Raw.
Yeah.
This week,
terrible. Absolutely atrociously terrible. And terrible on so many levels.
The worst part is you have the main attraction is one of the biggest legends in wrestling ever. It's The Undertaker.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he comes out, that should change the entire show into amazement. This is like The Rock showing up. This is a legend, his last WrestleMania. And by the time he came out, everybody was like, yeah, I'm done.
Yeah, everybody checked out already. Not to mention, his segment was boring, too.
He walked out, took him 4 minutes, had a one-liner, and walked back.
Yeah, yeah.
Although it did change my prediction about WrestleMania.
What's that?
I still want to say the Bullet Club has an involvement here, but I want to say that The Undertaker, he said that, you know, Shane's blood will be on Vince's hand. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking he beats Shane to a bloody pulp and takes the fall. And then loses on purpose, beating up his son and giving the son what Vince didn't want. You know, giving him.
I mean, that could be how it goes. I mean, it doesn't make any sense to me. That would be the only thing, because it doesn't make sense otherwise why Undertaker is fighting for Vince.
Yeah.
It makes no sense at all. And my God, was it a terrible Raw this week? Yeah. It was so, so bad. It was the worst I've seen. It made this whole having to watch Raw every week, honestly, with it being the streak of good and then bad and good and then bad, it's turning me into a freaking nihilist, I swear.
Yeah, it's like 1 week you're like, yes, yes, yes! Oh, man, why?
Yeah, why? Why do they do this to us? Like, this was, I mean, some people were saying, oh, they're saving all their tricks for next week because it's Chicago.
You don't have to save tricks.
Yeah, no.
Do it every week.
Yeah, if you know how to, like, create compelling content and write a compelling story, you can do it on a week-to-week basis. They have no clue what they're doing.
Good stories just build upon each other week after week after week. That's not a hard thing to do.
If you know where you're going and you have a cohesive idea, coherent idea, you can get there. And they just don't do it.
No.
We get crap just about every single
week. Every other week.
Just about every other week. The last two weren't terrible.
No, one was a halfer.
Yeah.
Then the other one was a full-on good show.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I can't even remember anything that happened. I remember by the time I fell asleep before The Undertaker even got out there, because I was literally bored to death.
I want to hear the doc complain about this. Can we call him up?
Like right now? Doc, what are you doing?
I know he wasn't happy with this episode of Raw. You know, he says the best thing to do with Raw anymore is set your expectations ridiculously low and then, you know, be surprised when something good actually happens.
The Doc from LordsOfPain.net, who will be joining us on the road to WrestleMania.
Yeah, in a couple weeks we'll talk to him as we get closer to the big dance, as it were. I mean, but at this point, it can't get here soon enough because this build has been terrible. Has been awful. You got Undertaker and Shane, which admittedly, we don't know what's going to happen. It could be interesting. It could be a total flop because now they're saying Shane may not stick around past Mania. Yeah. So it's like, are they literally going to bring him in and just have Undertaker beat him and then just write this storyline out and just have this be literally a money grab and a way to try and get people excited about the event because nothing else seems to matter?
Yeah, I can't imagine, even with the worst writers, why you would do that with such an easy storyline.
What is Kevin Owens doing? Losing to the Big Show.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why? What does that do for him?
The only hope we have...
What does Miz beating Dolph Ziggler do?
That actually does have a reason.
Well, yeah, because they're trying to build to another multi-man Intercontinental Championship match.
And you got
to
give the Miz some credibility because he's been buried beyond belief.
True.
Yeah.
Yeah, so... But the only...
I hate that they're doing the whole thing with Styles and Jericho in the tag team, too. Why isn't Styles... The dude's older. He's only got a couple years left in the tank. Why are you wasting him in a tag team? He should be doing all sorts of crazy stuff in solo matches.
The only thing we could grasp straws at, and it's literally a hope, is that the Dean Ambrose getting a title shot against Triple H at the network special on the 12th, maybe they decide Reigns just isn't worth it. And they pull that out under his feet again.
I don't see that happening, though.
No, neither do I.
Because think about how many opportunities they've had to do that already, and they don't. You know, now they're literally keeping him off of TV. He's not going to be on Raw next week, either.
Well, yeah, it's in Chicago.
They're literally keeping him off TV to protect him from being booed out of the freaking atmosphere of planet Earth. But in the meantime, there's no build toward Mania now.
Yeah.
Like, so they're sacrificing a good road to WrestleMania in the name of protecting this tool that nobody wants.
All I gotta hope is Chicago's better. Chicago's Raw has to be better.
Yeah, hope. Well, I mean, in years past, Chicago has always been a good Raw because they need to bring their A game because that city will devour them if they don't.
Yeah. What's it? Third biggest media market in the country. That'll do it to you.
It's basically the number one or number two wrestling city, too.
Yeah.
You could argue Philly would be number one, but I mean,
Chicago's taken over.
At this point, pretty much, you know.
Midwest, that makes sense. Tough city like Chicago, makes sense.
Yeah, that's actually.
I mean,
they
have the worst pizza in the world, so why wouldn't you be upset, you know?
Yeah, deep dish sucks.
It does. Deep dish is terrible. You can at least agree on that, right, Mickey?
I don't like pizza.
What?
You know what? End the show. Just end the show.
Not just this episode, podcast.
I know. That's what I meant.
Yeah.
That's what I meant. End it and throw her off a bridge.
Gonna go hang myself.
There's so many different kinds. How do you hate all of them?
That's a discussion for a different day. Don't even ask.
I'm friends with you, and I learn new ways to hate you all the time.
That's okay.
That's not how friendships are supposed to work.
Why?
Don't ask that now. That is a discussion.
The can of worms are opened, E.
No.
No, we're talking about wrestling.
Go end the show now, please. now she's stealing my bit.
Mickey.
Yeah,
Mickey,
what?
Mickey, we're ending the show. Tell the listener what they need to do.
Give her the audience.
Yeah, okay. Oh, I don't want the audience. The audience is terrible. If you haven't found us through iTunes, we are at afreakaccident.com. You can leave us a comment on iTunes. You can also leave us a comment.
No, they can't. That's not how iTunes works.
A review.
Review.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, Mickey, leave a review.
I knew what I meant.
Yeah.
Can you shut off the stupid thing?
They want an encore. What are they, stupid?
It's terrible. It's terrible. Yay! It's gone. Okay, so you're on iTunes. You're going to leave us a review. Hopefully it's good. Or you can you can tell us that you hate us at freaks@afreakaccident.com.
Yes, that's the email address.
We would prefer your commentary through email, but, you know, whatever you want to tell us. What are you doing?
No, nothing.
No, stop.
Just continue. Continue.
That's it. That's all I got.
No, you have more.
No, I'm done.
Come on, Mickey! They want an encore!
AFreakAccident.com. When you're there, click connect on the menu tab, menu bar. See, you're screwing me up, Max. I'm so baffled that it's just ruining me. Click connect on the menu bar, and you'll find our social media links there. Come visit us. Say hi. We'd love to hear from you. We'd love to find out who you fine people are and get to know you a little bit better. As we've been getting to know you up until now, we want to continue that trend. So thank you for taking the time to download and listen this week. We will regrettably be back with another brand new episode of the show next week. Thanks again to comedian James Heskey for stopping by. We'll definitely be talking to him down the line again because he was fantastic.
Great.
Man, best of luck on your web series too, dude. We'll be checking those out for sure. Like I said, subscribe on iTunes. We'll get us delivered to you every single week. You only got to wait 7 days before you hear from us again for a freak accident. My name is Chris Goh.
My name's Lazy E.
I'm Ian Hunter.
I'm Mickey, and we're reminding you
that some things in life are given, like doors.
Until there's a freak accident.
Speaking of doors, I wish we could close one on Mickey.
Oh! Party's over, dude.
Now I bring you the worst news ever. The show is over. You're the kind of person who doesn't learn from their mistakes. A freak accident will be back with an all-new episode next week.
Thou shalt not miss it.
A freak accident is a Solar Flare Media production, all rights reserved. Thanks for listening.